So I think there's a mass confusion about what's in charge, what's going to happen, which direction. Well, there's only one way you can go. You're 3-14. I mean, technically, you can get worse, but it's going to be hard to do it. And then the conversation starts about trading Myles Garrett. I'll get to all that here in a second. But folks, this is set to be one of the most important Browns offseason in years, and the Cavs' title run at a title is just beginning. The news cycle never stops. We're going to have combine news, free agency, and the draft all the way up to the basketball postseason. Don't miss a minute of The Fan during your workday, folks. Stream us 92.3thefan.com or on your phone with the absolutely positively free Odyssey app. Yes.
10 a.m. this morning.
It's 10 a.m. Stream it this morning. Andrew Berry going to be having his press conference, which somebody should ask. Is that out of the line to ask that? Like, if we have Andrew on here, can I ask him that question?
Yeah, why
not? I don't think that's an unfair question. Like, hey, you're the general manager. What do you say to the fans who have lost confidence in you? Because a lot of people have lost confidence in where this franchise is headed. Unfair? I don't think that's unfair.
And I think, obviously, the fans always, we talk about hope, and I told you, well, it's the NFL. You always have hope that every year, but you're like, but that's not good enough.
That's not good enough.
They do want a roadmap.
Uh-huh.
Give us the roadmap. Now, I know some of the reporting that's been done, and at least what's coming from the Browns is that they are telling you the salary cap is not going to impair them at all. That remains to be seen. We'll see what they do in free agency. Yep. Remember, last year, the thought was, well, we don't really need free agency. We are loaded. Well, they can't really say that this year.
So your best chance, see, this is where it's like, hey, you're going to take a quarterback, and let me tell you why, is, you know, if you trade Miles, I say you lose a lot of goodwill with your fan base. Follow me on this a minute, okay, Tom? You trade Miles, you're going to lose a lot of what your fan base has in goodwill. But you're going to have draft picks. However, who's the people executing the draft picks? What did I just ask about confidence? Okay, dead end. So you hold on to Miles. All right, what about the veteran quarterback road? All right, we're just going to take leave-ins from somewhere else and see if that works out. We just got done talking about Sam Darnold for two quick seconds. So that's not really going to go well. And if you bring in a veteran, I know that they redid the contract. Did you say anything last week at all with the guys who were in for us about redoing Deshaun Watson's contract?
No.
Okay, because this is where I'm at. Is I tell people they're going to take a quarterback. Kenny, they're not going to take a quarterback. They're going to trade down. Do you want them to trade down? Because if they do trade down, now maybe you want them to, but if you want them to, you probably are still the person who doesn't like Deshaun Watson ever playing for the Browns ever again. Well, the further they were to trade down, or the less quarterbacks that they're going to take, the more likely he'll play next year. That's in the cards. And there are people I'm talking to who never want to see him play for the Cleveland Browns ever again. All right. Well, if they trade down, they're going to do that. And they also have to try to reignite a fan base here that has been downtrodden, that saw what they did last year, saw that team move away from that, whether good, bad, ugly, right, wrong, looks like it was wrong. They are insulted by what happened in the offseason last year. They are insulted that a team that made the playoffs got rid of coaches on that staff, seemed to take power away from the head coach to the point where we're not really sure what to even blame or give him credit for anymore, but saddled us with this quarterback that people do not care for. People do not want to play for this football team ever again. I get more people tweeting me about stuff he does on social media than anything about getting ready for an upcoming season here. They're in a bad spot. So you have to reignite a fan base. What's the best way to reignite a fan base, even for a short period of time? Put a new shiny object right there. A nice Cam Ward, a nice Shedeur Sanders, a nice... I know so many people are going to go, oh, God. Because you don't trust the people making the decision to make that pick. So you're in a rock and a hard place. And I don't think making it any better is trading away Myles Garrett. That's why I go, no, I don't think they're going to... I think I'm as certain as two things. And I may end up being wrong. I got the whole how this season was going to go thing earlier in the year, right? Which I didn't even realize. Somebody tweeted that at us. Two big things. I think they're going to go after a quarterback in that number two spot, and I don't think they're going to trade Myles Garrett. Those are my two things that I think they're going to do not do this year.
I don't think they trade Myles Garrett either, but I do think...
And I don't find myself advocating for either thing.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to trade a fan favorite. You only get to that point when you... I don't even want to say desperate, because desperate is the other way. Desperate is tripling down on the guys you have and doing everything you can to try to salvage jobs. That's desperation. Sometimes it is smart to rebuild. And what gets a rebuild going faster than anything else? What is it?
Draft picks.
It's draft picks. It's top of the line draft picks. What gets you top of the line draft picks?
Losing.
It's trading somebody like Myles Garrett,
uh-huh,
who is starting to send the warning signs, yeah, that he's not happy.
Yeah.
We saw this. Now, that's a very NBA move, what he did. And I've seen some people, I compared it the next day to a LeBron James move. And then didn't Mary Kay actually reference LeBron James had talked to Myles Garrett and had kind of influenced him? I know that will get people starting to get very nervous.
That's going to definitely get people going.
Myles Garrett has played in what? 3 playoff games in his career?
Yeah, an NBA player talking to an NBA owner about leaving an NFL team. Holy God.
Yeah. I mean, it is something that should cause everybody to kind of step back. I mean, we're talking about Myles Garrett in a consulting role. Didn't you use the term consulting with Myles Garrett?
They said they were going to consult with him over the things that they're doing.
Guys, that's only NBA players and quarterbacks, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, get to do that. Yeah. Uh-huh. And Myles Garrett is in that territory.
Because this is why I'm more convinced than ever they're going to take a quarterback, because they know how much he means to the fan base. They know how much goodwill he means to the fan base. They know this. They know they're getting hammered by the fans everywhere. Good God, the video of Rodney at the end of the season that they posted on their social media, which was a nice video of other players giving a veteran his due. He got to walk away from the game on his own accord, and we'll have Rodney in, I hope, tomorrow morning in studio to talk about his career. He gets to walk away on his own terms. That's an incredible feat. And the responses. Every time something news posted about the stadium, the responses of all these things getting thrown in their face, there's two guys that stand above everybody else. There was Nick, and Nick probably still is that guy. That's why it's like, well, you bring him back and you can put him in for short yardage, see how well he gets coming back. And there's Myles Garrett. But you got to make it worth Myles' time somehow. And I would tell you, I'd be a lot more signed off on all this because, yeah, Shedeur Sanders, it's not about, I love his dad. I'm a fan. I was a fan of his dad growing up. I'll be a fan forever. There's been things I've disagreed with. I mean, how am I going to rip Shedeur Sanders? No. But I looked at him against Nebraska, and then I looked at him again in the bowl game, and I credit him for playing the whole time. But damn, against good defenses, what happened? What happened? And when I see Cam Ward, I like Cam Ward a lot. He elevated all 3 programs he played for. And I'm not going to shoot my mouth off yet. I just know there's so many people shooting their mouth off over him sitting out the second half. Now, I need to know whether or not that was NIL related, because there might have been something in his NIL agreements with the program or with anybody of the boosters to say, hey, you better play somewhat of this game. Whether or not it was really to go for this, what type of agreement they had. Crystal ball doesn't handle any of that stuff well at all. So I want to find out from him by the time he gets his story straight on that. I'm not just going to rip Cam Ward without knowing his side of the story yet. I don't. But there's a lot of stuff there that has baggage where people are like, nah, I don't want either part of it. Okay, so we're going to bring in Sam Darnold after that performance? Okay. Well, we'll see what Sam Darnold. But that means Deshaun Watson is going to get his try at it. We bring in anybody else. We bring in Trey Lance, who I want no part of Trey Lance. We bring in Trey Lance. Deshaun Watson is going to get his chance. If you bring in Cam Ward or someone like that, they will get first dibs. They are the future. They are the guy. They are telling you that right now. And Deshaun Watson's only there in contract only. But if you bring in one of them veterans, okay. And they might very well bring in one of those veterans and draft a quarterback. And that might be the best for everybody. But if you were to move on from Andrew Berry, you would find a lot more confidence in General Manager X coming in to then execute that pick of who that quarterback's going to be. But I don't trust him. You don't have confidence in him. Nobody really does. So if we don't have confidence in them to execute those picks, then a lot of people are afraid they're just going to throw them away. That's why they don't want to draft a quarterback.
Yeah, but people are going to be afraid with whatever they do now, because there's no clear plan of attack. If you're not rebuilding, if you're not trading Miles, if you're not starting over, even if Betonio retired, even if Wyatt Teller wasn't here, regardless of any of that, if you are going to try to make a go at it and you've got like 1 foot in on this thing, but then 1 foot kind of out, then I think fans are going to dread whatever decision, because there's no perfect scenario here. If you go with Cousins, he's as bad as he's ever been. He looked like he's got a foot out of the league. I mean, honestly, did. Aaron Rodgers. Okay,
I'm waiting for a caller to bring up Aaron Rodgers.
There's a lot of reasons to believe that he's cooked at this point. We can go up and down the list. We had a caller earlier that I screamed and yelled at over defense wins championships. Okay, are you going to be happy just further solidifying the defense?
Because
we know what happens oftentimes in these. How many teams has Myles Garrett been on defensively that has been, all right, you know, he's a threat to get to the quarterback every time. 3 wins, 4 wins, 0 wins, mm-hmm. 1 win.
Mm-hmm. And then, by the way, if I do draft that quarterback, you're still not out of the woods, because how much faith do I have in Kevin Stefanski to work with either one of these quarterbacks? Because these are more, every new quarterback is more of a spread quarterback type of guy.
Sure.
Not RPOs. RPOs are on their way down. But a spread quarterback guy from the shotgun type of guy. And Kevin Stefanski's had his success out of boot, play action, under center offense. And you have to ask the question, because it's only fair 5 years in. All right. Is it Kevin being too stuck in his ways with the offense, or is it just the quarterbacks? Is it just those guys? Because, you know, we say this about coaches all the time. You still have to play to the strengths of the players that you have. You can't get them to A and B quicker if they can ever reach point B. So you have to figure out a new point B if you're going to get them from A to B. And Kevin Stefanski with these quarterbacks has not done that. So there's something on him here too. 216-474-0092. Dwayne in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, Dwayne.
So, the whole idea about, Kevin Stefanski, out of the past 4 years, he had some success. He was the two-time reigning Coach of the Year. And out of the other 2 years, of course, he actually had some hiccups here, inconsistency, making play calls or whatnot. But has he got the quarterback that he deserved, or the quarterback that he deliberately picked? Everybody wants to go back to talk about Baker Mayfield having success, you know, winning the first Browns playoff win in 24 years, of course. But nobody really talks about the 68 interceptions leading the league into 2018. And then bringing Deshaun Watson, of course, you know, was that on his accord? You know, do we really, have to be so hard on Kevin Stefanski? He's been the most successful coach since Bill Belichick. And I think we need to give him a little bit more time. I think Andrew Berry definitely needs a little bit more, time as well, because we're tired of just firing a whole regime and then bringing a whole new regime, and then we're just going to rebuild every time and whatnot. You just take the guys that actually know the organization, hold them accountable, and then tell them to fix it before somebody wants to take over this Deshaun Watson contract. And then, what he do, almost 100 million, I don't know the exact number. But I think we need a little bit more faith in them as well. And then the whole trade with Myles Garrett is a whole thing as well. How do we replace that? You know, he's a generational talent, you know, but I don't know what you guys think. But, I think that's just my little take on that.
I don't want to trade Myles for the reasons I laid out. Dwayne, thank you very much for the call. For Stefanski, I just can't keep making excuses for him. At some juncture, it has to rest on his shoulders with some of this. And to be a coach who, I know we all say, two-time coach of the year. All right, well, that's got to stop. I can't just keep throwing that as a reason to keep him as a head coach. There's plenty of guys who have been coach of the year that have been let go. But I've been the one who said, so Kevin's the one guy in the history of the NFL that needs a bad quarterback to win football games. He might need a quarterback that no longer really exists. Kirk Cousins is the way of the dinosaur. You're looking at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, the way of the dodo bird almost. You are bringing up these guys who are no longer the main way to do things in this league. Whether or not that's the right way or the wrong way, that's how they're raised from college. That's how they're raised from high school. So you have to adjust to the type of players you have coming in. And if you can't adjust, we're going to have to find somebody else who can. Because these guys, who are we going to find in the draft that's under center? That's going to do a five-step drop? That's going to do boot and play action and all those things from under center. They're not available anymore.
Yeah, no one's doing that.
So if we're going in a new direction, then yeah, it might mean a new direction to the person who's coaching that guy. Or if Kevin wants to stand and be the person who oversees everything and be a manager of people again, all right, I'll listen to that. But you better find the quarterback coach that can work with these guys. The stakes are just too high. Because now we're not just talking about the amount of players that you have in terms of salary that's lined up. This is 8 years. We've been doing this for 8 freaking years with this ideal, with the people in charge of tearing it down and building it up. We have one playoff win to show for it. And it's become, and you can tell from the fans, it's become extremely tiresome.